My beloved brothers and sisters, I know many of you are probably expecting a lecture. However, I've become very, very tired of giving lectures. And the reason for that is, lectures are like paracetamol. I think everybody here knows what paracetamol is, right? What does paracetamol do to an individual when he's feeling sick? They call it a quick fix, sahih? However, if you have underlying issues, and correct me if I'm wrong, doctor, I'm overstepping in outside of my field now, into yours. What it does is, it just covers some of the underlying issues that you might be suffering from, sahih? Alhamdulillah. And then what happens after that? Every now and again, you might get these similar pains. You have the paracetamol again, it covers it up. A little bit like what happened to myself. I don't think I completed Ramadan for the last maybe 4 years because of these stomach pains that I was experiencing. Okay? And every time I go to the general practitioner, the GP, they would give me these tablets called Omeprazole or something like that. Totally familiar with that, right?
Omeprazole, yeah.
Yeah, Omeprazole, something like that. These yellow tablets that removes the pains that you are experiencing at a time. There was even a time, subhanAllah, in the month of Ramadan, I just passed out, right? And I fainted and I started shaking. They took me to the doctor and he just prescribed me these same tablets. And alhamdulillah, it would remove the pains for the time being. And then life would go back to normal after the month of Ramadan. Next Ramadan, the exact same thing. And then life goes back to normal. And then the next Ramadan, I would similarly experience these pains, have these tablets all the way up until when I was in Egypt. I had something that was not necessarily, I think, cooked properly, and it caused my appendix to burst. And I think a lot of us are aware of the appendix bursting and what kind of effect it can have on an individual. It's very life-threatening. Sahwallah, doctor. And I was very, very fortunate to still be alive. I remember the doctor came running in and he said, you're either going to have the operation in the next couple of hours or I'm going to have to refer you to another hospital. As for traveling back to the UK, this is a no-go. Why am I mentioning all of this? These lectures are like paracetamol, right? It doesn't solve the problem at hand. It might boost your iman. However, we are all in need of maintaining that iman and keeping it steady. Would we all agree with that? Sahih? And this is why, after coming to a lot of these lectures, my beloved brothers and sisters, and I've been coming to this masjid for so many years now and doing the lectures, one is in dire need of going through continuous, consistent lessons on a regular basis. Otherwise, your iman is just going to dip back down again.